We like to do, we're not segment stealing. We're kind of, I don't know, taking, maybe we are.
We're giving a shout out to those that were not recognized for their efforts in the past week.
We're kind of the rejects of the ticket here on the weekend. So we like to do the rejects of the e-break.
A lot of people
on the
complain
weekend on our reject show
on Fridays that some certain segments or parts did not make it into the e-break. So all we're doing is giving that we're listening to those people's voices and we're giving them what they want.
We're a mouthpiece of the people here on the weekend.
That's a weird way to put it, but okay.
But it was a strong week of e-breaks. It's hard to argue against the winner, which I don't really remember.
It was Norm Blackface.
Yeah, how do you forget that one?
That's uncomfortable.
The Julie Bubble voice.
Yeah, that was a strong one also.
That was insane.
But we found three. We found at least three that on most weeks would probably be nominated. This first one.
Wait, are we gonna vote on the?
No,
we're just gonna play them.
Okay. We don't vote. We don't do that.
Just want to make sure we establish the ground rules early.
Yeah, we're not a democracy here on Work in Progress.
No, Mino makes all the decisions.
I do. I'm the captain.
It's an oligarchy. It's just a few select powerful people run it.
Yes, me. I run the show today. I'm wearing the C on my shirt.
You're in the power chair, too.
I am. Justin usually just sits over there because it's closer to the door, I think. That's why he sits there, and it's easier for him to get in and out.
I've not left you today to
You haven't missed the beginning of a segment, which you definitely get points for. But yeah, have you heard this first e-break? I've yet to hear it, so I'm interested. Let's start with the Norm one.
The one that won?
No, there's a second
one. So for context, I was here for this.
Yeah, Sam, tell us about this one.
So on Thursday, we were doing Big Name Thursday on the Normandy Invasion.
Oh, this is I've heard this one.
And we had Roger Clemens on in the first segment of Big Name Thursday. And
that's a big name.
It is a great name. And then we were going to have Chuck Morgan on, an even bigger name, to talk about Globe Life Part. So we called Chuck Morgan and everything was fine. And we got him on hold. And then we started the segment. And we can stop and start here if you want. But it started to kind of go downhill.
Chuck Morgan, starting in 1983, has been the stadium announcer for the Rangers for 30 of the last 31 years. He took a year off to work for Kansas City, but here, Morgo's fingerprints are all over games. The Dot Race, the mascots, the fan fest that the Rangers created, the Hall of Fame. That's the fingerprints of Chuck Morgan, and here on the Bob Steak and Chop House Hotline is, for four more games, the voice of Globe Life Park, Chuck Morgan. Morning, Morgo. Morning, Chuck.
Morning, Norm. How we doing?
Where'd Chuck Morgan go?
What happened to Chuck? Put Chuck back on. He's on hold. Somebody fix this.
Hold.
Sam.
I've got it up.
No?
Sam.
Oh, dear.
Here, you hit that button.
Okay. This?
How's that?
Hey,
Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Seem to be having some technical difficulties.
Uh-oh. Are you serious?
Apparently.
It says on air on the phone bank.
So,
Chuck, we're just going to talk to you. We're assuming you can hear us. You don't have to answer any of these questions. So 1983.
We should probably call him back.
Yes,
Sam.
I think we're going to go ahead and do that.
That's good. Okay.
Get him the hell off the air. Line. Hang up on him.
That's it.
There he
goes. That's it.
Here, let's try to call him live.
Okay.
That might, you vamp for a second, Norm.
Okay, I'm going to vamp for a second. Tomorrow morning, Donnie will be back. We have a picks of the poll, as we always do on Fridays. We have rematch. Oh, and that's
that
loud.
That was loud.
Yes, that was loud.
Doing great here. On our Coney Day, no less.
Game plan for the Saints as we proceed through our emergency break of the week segment. He locked that puppy down.
This could resurface there.
You know, you gather an audience with Roger Clemens. They're all sitting on the edge of the chair. What will the ticket do next? And we will do this.
Quite the follow-up.
We will run through all the sounds a radio station can make within 1 minute.
So sorry.
It's busy. It sounds busy. What's happening here?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Last time, I promise.
Okay. Mike. That's good. Okay. Mike's dialing the numbers.
It's very exciting.
There's a
four in there. Number dialing here live.
Sam, we got to try it from in there.
Yeah,
I will work
on that. So that was edited down from 4.5 minutes.
Wow. So all these people in town, you mentioned that it was Marconi night, Sam.
It was.
All these
that was
people,
a great line.
All these people are in town like, oh, this KTCK 96.7 is up for Marconi for personalities there. Let's listen to the station to see what the format is. And it's just beep, 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 beep.
Whenever you have to resort to Norm
vamping,
dealing with the phones and him having to use the equipment himself, you know things aren't going right.
So can I pull the curtain back a little bit on this?
Yeah, I want to know what happened. Do we know the issue?
So, sort of. So what happened was, we called Chuck and it was just fine. We got him on hold and then we put him on hold and we told Norm and Mike, hey, he's on the line. So Norm sits where David is sitting in the power chair and he's got access to the phone lines. So Norm has a habit of picking up the phone off hold and just talking to the guest before we go on air, which he did with Roger Clemens and it worked just fine. And he did it with Chuck Morgan. But whenever he put Chuck Morgan back on hold, something went haywire. We don't know what, because when I called Chuck Morgan back after this disaster, I asked him, could you hear us? He goes, well, I heard you when you called me, and I heard Norm, but after Norm put me back on hold, I didn't hear anything.
So you're just going to go ahead and shove all the blame
on Norm.
I am just reporting the facts.
Okay.
I don't know what happened after. I just know that when Norm touched the phone and put him back on hold, that's when everything broke.
My first guess as a professional technical director, if I try to, you know, I listen to these moments and I try to figure out what's happening on the technical side, my first guess would have been that the phone channel isn't in program, because that's happened before with me where I think it was Ty was having to record something and I had to take him out of program, and then for his ticker, he was talking and his mic was on, but we couldn't hear him. And I was freaking out. I was like, oh man, something's wrong. And like the engineers were in there like messing around. I was like, oh crap.
Cussing up a storm.
And I just have to push like one button and then it worked. That was like,
it's working
now. That was back like in my first year here. And I was like, oh, yeah,
you guys must have done something right. It's working.
Something messed up. But he had a guest on beforehand on the phone.
And it worked exactly the same way.
I knew it wasn't that issue. So it's probably just our crappy phone system.
It was such a mess. And I felt so small in that moment because there's nothing I could do.
I've had nightmares. Like, do you guys ever have, I sound like a Julie drop now, like, nightmares of crap going wrong at the station.
Oh yeah, I have the nightmare once a week of waking up not prepared for a ticker or something and having to do it all without any written copy.
Yes, I've had that. I wake up sometimes like at 2 a.m. I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to be at work right now. Like, oh no, it's 2 a.m. I don't get up that early.
It happens to everybody in the radio biz.
Yeah.
I think
one of mine is just everything going haywire in there, which it's like, oh well. So the point now is like, it's gonna happen. Like, the screens freeze in there every day at 6 o'clock
and that's
before community quick hits. So it's
the beauty of this station is that these things can happen.
And
we're okay to laugh about it and laugh at each other. That's what's the amazing part about this place.
Another one of my favorite things of the station, one of my favorite e-breaks is the Danny Not Listenings, which there's tons of them. And it's usually Danny. Members of the Hardline do it. I've been victim myself of doing this. But Bob fell victim to not listening. And this was during the mix this week. So I think it was before he got into the studio. So it's really wasn't him not paying attention. He just wasn't there when it happened. But yeah, this happened in the mix of Bad Radio and Norm earlier this week.
Him hobbling off to celebrate with his teammates probably didn't help either. He's in a walking boot. He has those crutches, and he's just, instead of kind of taking his time just to get back there, he's going to get back there. He was rushing, and it looked really weird.
Have you ever thought of the oddness of that we saw on the replay yesterday, people helping him off the field, and he's walking, and he's just hurt his ankle. Then he comes back, and he's standing on the sidelines. Dan, wouldn't you have a temptation if you just badly damaged your ankle to either say, can you get me the cart to go to the locker room, please? Or can I have a nice, comfy seat on the sidelines?
Maybe should that be his choice? Shouldn't they be telling him?
I agree.
And did you see him celebrate?
Oh, no.
Ran out there on his crutches?
Yeah.
Did we just?
That was pretty funny. Yeah.
Yeah, you did just say that, Donnie.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
We done.
Hey,
Oh, no.
I love Norm. It just like everybody was probably just looking at each other, being like, "Do you want to tell him, or should I tell him? Who wants to be the first person?"
Nobody's
to say
passed. Everyone's passing the ball. Nobody
we've
wants to
already,
take a shot.
We've already done it.
See, Zach, it happens to everybody. Zach fell victim to that for the first time yesterday. But I mean, it happens to even the greats like Bob. So
it's early.
Welcome.
Yeah, day two, I already stepped on a landmine.
Might hear that next Friday. Who knows?
Probably not. It's weekend stuff.
It's just weekend stuff. And then one more e-brake reject I had also comes to us from Bad Radio. And I love the Julie and Dan dynamic.
Oh, yeah.
And Dan definitely does it on purpose, but he'll definitely say something unfortunate or something, and it makes Julie uncomfortable. And in any other work setting, it's definitely inappropriate here in 2019, but I guess you can get away with it on the ticket because we can do things that other people can't, and
we
it's
do whatever
all in
we
good
want.
Nature. But this was really uncomfortable, and Dan just kind of kept digging himself into a hole.
All right, let's just play a quick game.
Okay.
With all the guys on the show that are not me, or all the people on the show that are not me. Yeah, so you don't
sorry,
have to,
Julie.
Sorry, Julie.
You don't have to have a wiener
it's
or something
fine.
To take part. I want, because I have a score sheet set up here.
That didn't make it better.
Yeah, you didn't really fix that situation right there.
It's quicksand.
Why?
Dan,
she
everybody.
Might have a wiener? What are we saying?
Just don't say that word.
No, now you triple down.
And
Bob,
he's
Jake,
underground.
Julie, and Mino. All right. Four walls. You got six. So,
good.
We're playing.
It gets even awesomer.
It was kind of like.
Let's keep doing this.
It was kind of like because Cam got hurt, and I was like. Wiener.
We're going to see. Just want to see how many times he can say wiener in a.
It's just a weird
second.
Way to word what he was trying to say. It was definitely not necessary
no.
to throw out wiener
but
or direct it towards Julie.
It's just a way of, oh, let's get everybody on the cast's opinion.
And then
on
I think, and she kind
of
bit her tongue in the beginning, but then when Dan said she might have one, that's when
yeah,
she had to speak up and say, okay.
That's when it went to the next level.
Let's calm down on the W talk, please.
I'm maybe afraid this is going to turn into a drop, but is there a reason that like we as radio people are afraid to say the word penis? Like, because we always use the euphemisms, but we never really.
It's
we,
I just
we talk around it.
It's uncomfortable
gross
to say
word.
It.
That's
yeah,
the word,
it's
man.
A
that's
strong
what it's
called. Yeah, it's too weird. Wiener is more
how is
cartoony.
That less weird?
Because it's like, it's more cartoony. It's funnier
cartoony.
Sounding.
Yeah, I mean, I just
say
preferably would not like
junk.
To say that in any part of my life.
But that's the word you use. Like,
wiener's
what do
a
you
funny
say?
Word.
Like.
You
know. I just would prefer not to talk about it. I don't know how it would naturally come up, or if it did come up, I would probably shelter the word in a hidden euphemism or
dudes
something.
Are obsessed with their wieners. See?
Mina loves it.
It's not as harsh as the penis.
I do know what you're saying, though, because like Mino just said, Gordo says penis.
Yeah, like if you're going to go like that, just go full tilt. Like either change it entirely, like what we were talking about here with like wiener, or if you're going to like censor it, I know, we're going to hear it again. Just go full tilt with it. Just say the medical term and keep it pushing.
It is the scientific term for that part of the body.
I guess so.
But yeah, that'll about wrap up our show.
Didn't think that's how it would end.
Wiener talk. But I'm sure we'll have plenty more of that next Sunday at 8:00.